what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are actually full right now, so let's go to Ed in Utah. Ed, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. And Mike, I'm very happy it seems that you're making medical-wise your own recovery, it sounds like.
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
So is Claire.
Very good. All right. Yeah, so both of you. Listen, I've got quite a bit to say here, and I'll keep it as short as I can. I agree with Tom in Florida. Always great to hear him. I'm still going, though. We need to get Trump in a second term. Then we can all judge him. I don't think he's going to sell us out. He has to sell out somebody. And I want him to sell out. Of course, it's going to have to be his own daughter and Kushner and that whole crowd there, the internationalists. But that fight in that day. This coronavirus, more and more, Mike, this is the Mac Daddy. They keep saying when we come out on the other side of this, no, they have no intention for us. We can come out properly if we take it. It might have to come down to some head bashing on the street. I regret to say that. Locally today, he was a little late in coming on the scene. I made a comment to John Stadmiller, but Sheriff Richard Mack was on local K-Talk radio where he used to have a show here, and he was on Stadmiller's show a week and a half ago. And that's good because this opening will be just as dangerous politically and for our country, Mike, in my view, as what it was when they came down with this Operation COVID-19 to smash the rights of the American people and the Bill of Rights. They attempted to go after the Second Amendment. They were beat back. They've tried other things, but if they can control the narrative and the actual on the ground by saying, oh, you can open your barber shop, but social distancing. Let me just say this. Social distancing is evil. It is a construct of the devil. It is going to pit grandchildren against their grandparents. It is a psychological evil war to the worst areas that you can imagine in the back of your mind. That's exactly what they are doing right now. And they're giggling behind the scenes because they've had some success. More and more, though, thankfully, the pushback is happening. And like you said earlier, people are just starting to ignore it. I'd like to see businesses just open up and make them have their second move, especially now with more and more sheriffs, like up in Washington State over here, that are just not going to enforce what some tyrant governor says. And to that end, Donald Trump, no, he doesn't understand a lot of things, but he has a good sense, and that's what's maybe helping us along here. He does have to dump Fauci at some point here, the horrible human being that he's on stage with, but I understand why he's there. I understand this is the work of internationalist Mike Pence, and I'm with John Stadmiller that he should get a different running mate, you know, maybe in October, Mike. But kind of my summary with all of this is, yeah, this is it. They have come after in psychological warfare with social distancing and all this. I mean, right to the heart of the humanity they're hitting. But there's opportunity in that we can show people the evil of, like, that governor in Kentucky, Bashir, who just had hate in his heart, and he was pointing out at Christians that showed up at church. He had to be forced to back down by a judge. They've exposed themselves, Mike, here. So has Fauci, yes, for his criminal medical past. And I like Stadmiller, I want to see Fauci, Gates, and a few others, their heads on a stick. This is going to have to come down to bloodshed at some point. There's no easy way out of this. We're too far gone. And I do think Trump is our best bet with all of this. However, the Constitution is first. There's no way I'm going to stand by. I don't want to live in a world like that, Mike, where they can just tell me to stand 6 foot back of the grocer and have all these Red Guard social justice warriors, Red Guard on steroids, tell them what to do or wear a mask or whatever. They can go take a long walk off a short pier. It is time to stand up to these small and big tyrants. Obedience. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God. I haven't heard that repertoire lately. So many, like the Oath Keepers, They have shown their real colors, by the way, basically begging the governors for martial law. And lastly, an electrical mic. I've had a lot, like I said, here. They keep talking states' rights. No, they really don't, because they just want these governors with backdoor conversations, basically orders from Fauci and Scarf Lady Burks, and then they come out and announce what they're going to do. And they tailor it to the state they're in. If it's more conservative, whatever. That's why you see Indiana operate one way, Utah another, et cetera, with a few gutsy governors like South Dakota here and there. States' rights would mean state legislatures, Mike. That way we could have hearings at the local level with doctors pushing back on that criminal fraud, Fauci, and pushing back and taking the pressure off of Trump, kind of being forced to stand up there with no presidential seal on the podium with the live exercise. And you know what I'm talking about there.
Yes.
Thank you for the airtime. Mike, do you have anything to say to my general thrust here?
Well, you know, I really have dedicated a large portion of the past 25, 30 years that I've been doing this to the proposition that we can reform the republic without bloodshed. But I understand from your point of view, I'm hearing it from a lot of people, that they're thinking the time to push back hard is now. And I don't like it, but I understand it.
Well, thank you. And again, I think this is why the network is doing a lot of work with Mr. Suttlefield in a neighboring state to me in Nevada. That time has come. That time has come. And with that kind of training and what have you, and with the circumstance we're in, and it's not that I want to lead any charge or even be behind a charge against a guard unit or anything like that, Mike. It's like I said, I don't want to live in a world that Fauci and Gates and Soros and those putrid tyrants, what they have in mind for us, because the worst memories and images of the Bolsheviks is here. This is Bolshevism run amok, and it's right here in River City.
Okay, well, thank you for the phone call, Ed. We're going to let you go and switch over to Nathan in Northern California. Nathan, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Mike. Just a quick COVID-19 story. Around March 4th, I decided that I was going to hitch a ride with this senior service ride service to another town to go to a doctor appointment. And so, and this is basically a service for everybody. So what happened is this lady pulls up, picks me up, drives down the street, makes a right, you know, and picks up this other guy, and he gets on the van, and he sits right behind the driver, and he's coughing his brains out. And I'm just like, oh man, you know, why in the world didn't I just drive, a half an hour over to this town, and go to this dermatologist, you know, and not deal with this kind of nonsense. And so the lady asked him, he said, have you been to China? And he said, no, it's a smoker's cough. And so he's coughing his brains out, no handkerchief, no Kleenex, no paper towels, no nothing, a half an hour all the way over to this other town. And then on the way back, he sits in the front seat next to the driver, and he's coughing his brains out, you know, like every 1 to 5 minutes. And I'll be darned, 3 or 4 days later, I got the cough, and it was pretty bad for 2 days, and I had a little bit of a fever, and little woozy, and a little bit of the chills. But I got over it. It wasn't the end of the world. I used a little mouthwash, a little hydrogen peroxide, and, 3 days later I was fine. It felt a little weak for about a week, and then I was okay. But this idiot getting on this van, saying he's got a smoker's cough, I'm just like, my God, you know, you stupid idiot. So anyway, that's my COVID-19 story. It's not the end of the world for everybody. If you catch it, you know, you can recover, and you're going to be just fine. So,
well, I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. And I just wanted to touch on a couple of quick points. This is a very quick story. I just wanted to tell you, when I was 49 years old, okay, I had my own business, okay? I had success on my mind 24/7. All I wanted to do was be successful. And I was working 5, 6, 7 days a week, 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. I didn't have time to call into a radio show and bash Bill Clinton. I just didn't have time. And it worked out okay. My house is paid for. My cars are paid for. I don't have credit card debt. And I don't need a stupid stimulus check, you know? So the point is why in the world are you talking to 49-year-old Dustin, who's playing video games, living with his mother in New Jersey, calling into your show in the afternoon? You know, get off the radio, Dustin, and get to work. You know, you sound like a loser. And you know, Mike, you're disappointed in Trump. Well, I'm disappointed in you. You're 67, 68 years old. You're renting a shack in Indiana, and you're talking to these losers, Jim, Peter, Paul, Mark, Dustin. What is wrong with you? These negative callers are going to kill you, and I predict in 2 years you're going to be dead if you keep listening to these stupid people.
Well, I guess time will solve that mystery. You know, each of us defines success differently.
In a different way.
I think I'm successful at what I'm trying to do, which is educate the public. And you may not agree with that.
But you're not in drive time. Your show is not in drive time. Really successful, driven people are not listening to your show. If you're on drive time, yes, but the majority of successful people are grinding it out 7 days a week in some cases. I didn't have time to listen to a radio show back in those days. God almighty.
Well, then you're telling me here is these people won't be listening to my show even if it was in drive time.
Well, I don't know. If you had a drive time show, you'd certainly have a better audience. That's for sure.
Well, that's true, but it's not really up to me, unfortunately.
Okay, Mike. Well, anyway, that's my 2 cents. And
well,
all
I'm glad you got over the virus quickly.
I did. You know, and just for your listeners' sake, you know, if you do catch COVID-19, you know, don't worry. It's probably not the end of the world. I had it 2-3 days. I was a bit uncomfortable, and now I'm fine. If you do get worse than that, get to a doctor, take hydroxychloroquine and zinc and the antibiotic, and hopefully you'll be okay. Dr. Salenko has been doing some very good work in this area, and I commend him for all of his stuff. It's just terrific. And if you haven't seen Dr. Zelensko, go to Dr. Corsi's channel on YouTube, and there's all kinds of stuff.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I'm hearing a lot of blue state bashing going on from some of your red state callers, and I'm fine with that. But I hope you'll be kind enough to let me reply, okay?
Please do.
Okay, for one, I would say the reason New York and New Jersey take the coronavirus seriously, fellas out there, it's pretty easy. It's because we're a huge transportation hub and host international airports. Also, we have high population density, and population density provides a vector for the transmission of an airborne virus. Okay? That's why. And what comes out of Johns Hopkins, we have the highest mortalities in the nation. So there you go. So we take it serious. Okay? Now, I want to say some things about New York. You know, people, it's kind of like in Italy, and I like to compare Italy and Africa. People come to Italy to see the beautiful buildings the Italians erected.
Yes.
They visit Africa to see the wildlife. And so now people go to New York to see the buildings that the New Yorkers erected. People visit Florida for the weather. In other words, not the Floridians haven't really, in my opinion, done that much. So, in my opinion, Tom, just keep sending the oranges, all right? Send us the oranges and take our money, okay? Because the blue states are the rich states. We're the ones, New Jersey primarily is the number one on the top of the list with Connecticut for putting money into the federal till, and New Jersey gets the least amount of money back from it, right? So that might make us a lot of suckers, but that makes puts New Jerseyans in a position to say we're better Americans than you tax-mooching red state parasites who are sucking off the blue states.
Whoa,
you know, if the, hold up.
My
if
goodness.
The blue states, if the blue states decide, hey, let's not be so magnanimous to these red states, there never would have been the international highways erected because of the largesse and the wealth of the blue states. You would have been, there'd be just backwaters. You wouldn't even have roads. You wouldn't even have electrification. Who did the electrification? A rural electrification? Oh, that was the blue stater. Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was a New Yorker. Oh, here's another one for you, Tom. Right? Because all you southern red staters need to get on your knees and kiss, and you should kiss the buttocks of a statue of a New Yorker. Because without that New Yorker, you'd be sweating in your malarial swamp. And that New Yorker is named Willis Haviland Carrier, the inventor of air conditioning. And without that man's invention, you'd be sweating. You wouldn't probably even be living in the South. The South would be depopulated. So the only reason people live in the South and in Arizona and the Southwest is because this is the genius of a New Yorker. All right? So you better, these guys got to stop it. And lastly, look at the idiocy of these red state retards, Michael. Right? Listen to these guys. Who is the one leading them by the nose? They're so stupid. Who's that guy that they're in the cult of who? They're in the cult of Donald Trump. Who's from where? Oh, that's right. You're led by a New Yorker, red state retard. He's the guy pulling you around by the nose. He's the guy that is tricking you and making you blame the coronavirus all on Donald Trump's appointees. Because remember, Michael, who appointed these people in the Department of Homeland Security? Who appointed the Surgeon General Adams? Who appointed Redfield of HHS? Right? Who appointed all these people? Oh, that's right, Donald Trump. So now here it is, Donald Trump, the 4G genius, right? Or is he a dope, getting tricked by the doctors and doing everything the doctors tell him to do, like the dummy he is? And as for one last thing for Tom, you know, I want the immigration stopped. Donald Trump's been in there for 3 years. How come it didn't happen? It's because he's a failure. And at least I have the common sense to distance myself to an employee I hired who doesn't deliver, right? I don't go making a cult out of the guy I elected. If the guy I hire for the job doesn't deliver, I fire him, and that's why I'm going to fire him, and I'm not going to vote for Biden. I'm going to vote for somebody like Jesse Ventura next year. I mean, this year.
Yes, he's running. He's throwing his hat in the ring.
So I'm not a dupe who makes a cult out of my president who doesn't deliver to you and only delivers to Jared Kushner and the Israelis. I'm not a sucker like these red state retards are. And on
okay,
that
well,
note,
Paul,
Michael,
I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. More phone calls when we come back from these words from our sponsor.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraiser. We need your help to stay on the air. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. And in defense of Floridians, I would like to point out that rather nice national spaceport they have down there. There's more to Florida than just oranges. Let's go back to the phones to Keith Rogers. Keith, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Well, I got several things for you, Mike. One, it sounds like I just got home from in the 70s there and was listening to Dark Shadows.
Yes.
Anyway. Hey,
that was pretty intense there. That
you know, yeah, I tell you. Well, the whole half hour has been mine. But anyway, hey, I got a curious question for you, Mike. Do you know how this so-called coronavirus is actually the COVID-2? And this has been documented by many different virologists there. But Tom had called in from Utah, and he was talking about a medium that's used to be able to, and I don't know how to phrase this because I'm not in that field or anything like that, but when the swine flu jumps from, say, pigs to man, I don't know how that happens, really, like that. I don't know if you do. Question.
Generally, what happens is you'll have a hybrid of the virus that blends, you know, with another one, so that they both have attachment points for both pigs and human beings, or in the case of the 2009 flu, birds as well. That was a really odd construct. We actually found documentation that CDC was experimenting with creating these things in a laboratory, but it all comes down to those protein attachment points and whether they'll fit into the receptor sites on the healthy cells of the patient, if you will.
Right, and we've heard through time that, you know, like heart valves made from pigs and stuff like that because of genetics and all that. But anyway, what gets me is I'm still hooked on this conspiracy that I came up with that webpage. I don't know if you read it or not, but in early 2018, China suffered a massive African swine flu, and they culled over 900,000 some odd pigs.
Yes.
In which, in listening to Tulsi Gabbard talking to Jimmy Dore, where she was derating all these, this big, huge Brazilian meat company down there that has leveled thousands of hectares of trees and burned off the Amazon forest and blah, 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 you know, it belongs to JBS U.S. Meats. Now you can watch the video of the massive graves down in São Paulo, Brazil, using massive bulldozers burying the dead. And JBS Meat sells to who? Tyson. Tyson is closing down factories all over the place. And JBS Meat increased its production 600% over to China. So is there a link? Then, on the other side of this, Western Journal has a story out that the feds were buying cats from Chinese wet markets. They fed them to American cats for research. And in lieu of that, with the last story here, that was a conspiracy. I'll send you that page. I got about 7 more updates to put onto it. But anyway,
yeah,
the squad now
page,
is proposing
please.
A bit. Yeah, it's got the videos and everything like that on there. The squad is now proposing a bill allowing the feds to literally cancel property rights during this pandemic. So, but anyway, yeah, the more I look into this so-called coronavirus, which has seemed to be manipulating everything, and of course, I follow trends. I don't give a crap what people say or anything like that, except when they start talking. Namely, when your politicians are wanting to blame China, when the internet fills up with China will pay, and now Lindsey Graham last night says they're going to start seizing China's trillions in the stock markets and stuff like that, you know. This, of course, is to bail out the U.S. economy and to blame, you know, China for something like that.
Yeah.
Remember last February when they started posting that 7 million car owners were 3 months behind in their payments. The economy was going to hell, you know. They needed a scapegoat. And this is the same thing they did through South America. You know, they start demonizing, like Maduro, he's a drug kingpin, you know, a narco, you know. The same thing in Panama. Well, they went into Panama, and of course it solved America's drug problem, didn't it? You know, but you know,
yeah.
This is how the you know, this is how the those in the deep state work it. They sit there and they get Americans like your callers right now that are sitting there with tooth and nail at each other to divide and conquer, and then point the finger at someone else, whether it's Saddam or Gaddafi or Assad. You know, demonizing these people constantly, and you're supposed to forget the Afghan papers where your boys slaughtered 100,000 civilians in Afghanistan. Forget the million in Iraq. Forget the 300,000 in Syria. Forget the 50,000. You know, those deaths don't count because they were done by our boys.
Okay, Keith, I need
anyway,
to put you on hold.
No, I'll go ahead and go, Mike. You take care, okay?
All right, fine. Back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And apparently Tara Reid is very upset that Hillary Rodham Clinton has endorsed Joe Biden and accuses Hillary of endorsing or enabling a sexual predator. I'm telling you, Hillary is trying to become his vice presidential pick. All right, let's go back to the phones here to Jim in Montana. Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how's it going? Hey, I just want to say, Tom, I believe from Florida, or whoever it was. I 100% support him. From all the research I've been doing and all this, mine is right on point with his. I want to support what he's saying. I'm not quite as articulate as he is, but I am pretty smart with my research and whatnot, and I try to be, you know, I try to go into it with a glass empty, you know, so I'm not being too biased one way or the other. And my research is right on point with his. It really is. If, you know, I feel like I don't want to, like, start bashing one another, you know, and start dividing each other. You know, that's what they want. But, you know, I feel at this point, you know, if you know, you're intelligent enough and you've been doing the research and whatever, and you're still pushing the, you know, the whole narrative, you know, this thing, you know, this whole thing is real, and that it's, you know, you know, I guess, you know, like with Dustin and kind of Paul too, but Dustin, I suspected for a little while, you know, and now that he's not seeing the big picture, and you know, he's not, because he's really good with his reach and whatever, and the fact that he can call in every day and be as well informed and the kind of time that he has, you know, my mom was involved with a certain person who came up with a great discovery, invention, if you will, on some stuff that was helping cure people with tumors and cancers and hepatitis C and all that stuff. And it was all going great. And then all of a sudden, they had a bunch of people coming on the website and whatnot, and they just bashed it, tearing it apart. I don't want to mention names because I don't want to reveal myself too much, but they had a computer SuperTech Wiz track these people down, and they were all coming from pharmaceutical centers. Yes. Every one of them. And so, you know, so Dustin, I suspect him for a while, but I mean, really, I mean, you know, but, you know, let's not divide each other and whatnot. But, you know, I was watching a Pluto app that I have. It's like TV, cable network shows and satellite network shows and stuff comprised together on America First, who's, you know, their strong Trump supporters or whatever. But this lady was talking about, you know, how this COVID-19 thing, it didn't make sense at all. And how a lot of them actually are, they're saying has COVID-19, it's the flu, you know. And I'm not saying this corona is not real. It was, but, it's a bunch of BS. But this lady got just cut right off as she was saying this, just cut right off. And then they went right to something else. The reason that Trump is having trouble getting the immigration thing done completely and everything is because of the Democrats fighting him so hard and making it so difficult for him to get anything had done, you know. And I'm not trying to bash blue states. I mean, we're all in this together, you know. But, you know, those, like, New York City and those highly dense populations and stuff, you know, they are completely dependent on the government and corporation and everything, bringing food and everything like that. You know, up here in Montana, if we get cut off, you know, a country boy can't survive. I tell you what, you know, we ain't going to starve to death. You guys get cut off, you know what I'm saying? You know, you know how to trap. You know how to hunt, like, you know, some of you do, but I guess, yeah, I guarantee the majority of you don't. But, you know, you guys are, I mean, they're very highly intelligent people, too. So are we. You know, let's not start dividing each other, you know. I guess that's pretty much it. But, you know, I don't sound, you know, quite as intelligent as some of these guys because, over the years, I've been having trouble, like, my speech is starting to been gapping, and there's been some issues there. I was a lot more flow. I had a lot more articulation in my speech and stuff when I was younger, but I don't know what's going on. But anyway, to try to sum it up, I'm going to go ahead and finish. But, Tom, I have come up with a really good plan on how to take over Congress in a very in a constitutional and legal and democratic way. There's just a one hitch that I'm working on. I don't know if you're interested in getting with me and maybe working on something, or you need support in any way or anything like that. I'm going to call. I meant to do it when I called the first before the show, but I'm going to call back and give the man that's handling the phone calls my phone number. And if you need anything, you need support or whatever, you know, get in touch with Sam and get my phone number and give me a call if you need. All right. Hey, thanks, Michael. Right. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for the platform. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for the support. And we're going to switch over to Ken in Nebraska. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
What was that breaking news that you started off with the last segment? Tara Reid breaking news. What was it?
Okay, well, it's basically Hillary Rodham Clinton has now endorsed Joe Biden for president, and Tara Reid is upset about that, saying that Hillary Clinton is enabling a sexual predator, but then she did that for most of her married life.
Man, what is crazy? What are they doing in these politics these days, you know?
It's a circus.
Crazy. Yeah, I know, right? And then, I mean, Mike, you know that all the callers that are calling in, they're all shills, right?
Most of them, yes.
I mean, you're using your show to, like, just bleed up airtime just to talk nonsense. Well, you know that, right?
Well, I know that, but I'm trying to balance between the two so that everybody listening sort of gets both points of view and they can make up their own mind about what's going on. I mean, the fact that you recognize their shills, to me, that's a positive sign.
Mike, you know they're trolling you, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then did Dustin call in from New Jersey yet?
Not yet.
Today?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. I hope he's okay.
I'm going to put his face on a milk carton.
I know, right? And then it's like, because he's not going to die from the virus. He's going to die from a stroke. But guess what's going to happen, Mike? They're going to mark him as COVID-19 and just add another checklist to it to get the numbers right. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That would be terrible. But I don't know. I just like the reason why all these people call in. Why do you think all these people are calling in all the time? Like just trying to like bleed airtime and just, I don't know. And a lot of
we're going to be establishing some new phone policies here in the very near future. We're just trying to work out the details.
Yeah, and then because it's funny, at the end of the day, they always call in and they push the left-right paradigm. It's like, you know, they might talk a good game, but then at the end of the day, they have their agenda. They're like, well, make sure you go and vote for Joe Biden or don't vote against Joe Biden. What's the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Or if could you imagine, like,
Donald right Trump now, still has most of his marbles.
inject Lysol, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
he didn't
right?
actually but say just that. Imagine Remember, if it was, he did not actually say that.
I watched the video. He said inject disinfectants and then said he was being sarcastic. Trust Mike, that's what it's the cognitive dissonance that's going on with these people. It's terrible. Like, you could show somebody a video and, like, this is exactly what he said. Well, he didn't say that. Like, oh, well, they're trying. It was the left-wing media. No, it's the right-wing media. It's all a scam. They always push this left-right paradigm nonsense. So, you know. But, like, I don't agree with the national hate against Dustin because everybody right now is hating on Dustin pretty bad, man. That's not right, you know, because just like, you know, the chosen few, they were kicked out of so many countries throughout the years. It can't always be everybody else, right?
True. True enough.
But
anything else?
All right. Yeah. Now, I wanted to talk about face masks, too. Is it mandatory in your area yet, Mike?
It's not mandatory, but it's definitely encouraged as a guideline. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, my wife and I went to the local supermarket over the weekend. We were the only two people wearing masks.
Yeah, well, they're making it now that you can't go into the grocery store without wearing one.
In Indiana?
Is that what region? Oh, that's another question I was going to ask you. What FEMA region are you living in?
I have no idea. I'm living in the state of Indiana.
Well, look it up on the map. There's FEMA regions. They broke it down. They broke it down into
10 of them. And
I know. And we used to always joke about it over the years.
Oh, that's I'm in FEMA region 4.
FEMA region 4. It'd be like, which region are you? And it's funny because it's and you remember that movie Red Dawn? They'd be like, the chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. Do you know what the response was?
Enlighten me.
John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.
All right, Ken. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And for the remainder of the show, we're going to suspend the one call per caller per day rule. And I'm saying that because Tom called back in and then he dropped off. And we've got two other people who want to respond to earlier calls. And I don't want to get a fist fight going or anything, but we're going to go to Miles in Maine. And, Miles, you had a response about the Civil War.
Yeah, Michael, I never call in twice, but I just had to. And I had to laugh at all from the loony left And I used to think Paul had, and he does have some good points, but his indoctrination is so complete, it's just unbelievable when I hear him now, and I guess that's why John Statmiller don't want him calling in. But, yeah, he's talking about, how can you forget with all his vast knowledge that the entire Civil War was fought because of the taxation of the South to support the North's drastic and wasteful spending, like it's still going on. I'd also like to remind him how in the 80s, the mid-80s, the 90s, nobody could get a road built because all the money was dedicated to the Eastern Seaboard to rebuild their roads because it was supposed to be so vital. And what have they given us? They've given us absolutely nothing. You know, the South, if he had any idea, we're talking about food shortages. Does he have any idea how much food, hogs, beef, pork, agriculture, vegetables, everything that the South puts out? They have two growing seasons. So when I hear Paul talk this nonsense, and, you know, Tom is awesome. Tom is very aware. Tom hits these sites. He does his homework, and very rarely, Tom makes a mistake here and there like everybody else, but 99% of the time, he's right on the money, and he does his research, and he covers the bases on this stuff, and I just think it's a little bit disingenuous for Paul to come on here, comment like that, take cheap shots at people, call people names, and he's the guy that's still paranoid over the coronavirus, although he can't quite figure out how the numbers are coming up with it. But the numbers are all showing that it's a hoax. And,
yeah.
With that, I'll let you go. I hope Tom calls back. And go ahead and comment about the Civil War, Mike. I'd be interested to get your opinion.
Well, you're absolutely right. The Civil War was really about economics. Lincoln used the issue of slavery to sell it to ordinary people who were not going to send their kids off to die on a battlefield over the issue of money. And you know, we could be looking at another one if we keep up this red versus blue state nonsense. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, we lost Dan, so let's go to W in Texas. Hello, W. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I think you could start a pay-per-view with your show now, with all the, I guess, battles going on. So you might want to think about that. But the second part is about just the food supply and all these meat companies having to, I guess, get rid of their food, their meat, and then the farmers having to get rid of their vegetables. It seems pretty pretty menacing and kind of scary that's happening. So that, there's that comment. And then what's your opinion on what Trump was saying about the disinfectant? What do you think about that? And I'm asking,
well,
because
he used the word disinfectant. He didn't use the word Lysol. He didn't use the word Clorox. He didn't use the word bleach. I want to step back, though, because we're hearing all this talk about the collapse of the food chain. At the same time, we're hearing about, you know, all these farmers that are having to euthanize piglets and kill off the chicks and plow perfectly good vegetables back into the soil. There is something seriously wrong with that. And I'm starting to wonder if the food industry is trying to artificially create shortages to boost prices.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility as well. And I guess I was asking about the disinfectant because, like, 2 days later, all on social media, all these companies and all this research was coming out about, I guess, ultraviolet intravenous technology, and all these companies and research has been happening for decades, and I thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe it was like a semantical error on Trump's part. He didn't really know he didn't know how to articulate what he was saying exactly. But I think when he meant disinfectant, I think he meant that the ultraviolet light was disinfecting via, you know, those waves, the blood or the cells or whatever.
If you think about it, penicillin is a disinfectant. It's killing the infections.
Right.
The same thing with any antibiotic is a disinfectant. But his words were taken and twisted to try and damage him.
And I'll end with this. The scary part about that is it makes the other things he's been talking about, like the hydroxychloroquine, it makes people who already are dismissive of him, dismiss those things that we know are working. So that's the other part about this that's really unfortunate. But that's my comment.
Well, there's a huge war going on with the pharmaceutical industries. They want to have a high markup, high profit, very expensive vaccine that they can sell you year after year after year after year. The last thing they want is an inexpensive chemical that cures the disease outright, because even Goldman Sachs says that's a bad business model. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program, and Tom in Florida is on the line. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program. Today we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome back. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. You know, I never call back a second time, but hearing that guy call, and he had that one guy say, that guy's a shrill. I believe that's the shrill right there. But, you know, that one guy's talking about your callers are shrills. Unbelievable what's going on here today. But this guy, Paul, knocking southern gentlemen, southern states, red states, whatever you want to call it, By the way, Paul, the clothes you got on your back was by a southern gentleman named called Eli Whitney. You ever hear of the cotton gin, Paul? Okay? And a lot of other great southern men. Okay? Most of the men who went to World War I and World War II came out of the south, not the north, Paul. Okay? So, you know, by bashing the red states and all that, it's nonsensical. The guys, like I said, it's an income poop stuff that comes out of these blue staters. And, you know, we're hearing this. Look, let me straighten out Paul on something. I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Paul. What does that make me, Paul? I'm a northern, ain't I, Paul? Okay? I'm going to state, I was born in Wisconsin. What do you want to talk about, Paul? Now, Paul wants to talk bash about Republicans and red state people. And did you see a word he was throwing out at all of us, Michael? The R word? Why couldn't he use, like, a different word than that? You know what I mean? Like, autism. We all have autism or something. He has to throw the R word out there? Seriously? Miles is a great call. Like Miles said, John Stadler don't want him to call his show. The guy's a nincompoop. And Dustin, you know, they're always bashing Trump. But hey, keep staying in your states. We don't want you down in Florida. Please don't come to Florida. I'm begging you. Do not come to Florida. Stay in your New Jersey if you love it so much. And you've been to bash Florida as a bad state. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, Michael. The guy calls making a call like that and throwing out accusations about a whole group of people. I just don't understand it, you know? And, yeah, we have red states. We have blue states. We all have our opinion. Everybody's opinionated. That's why people call your show to give out their opinion and hopefully to get to the truth about what's going on in our country. Okay, and if you want a guy like Joe Biden, Paul, by all means, vote for him. If you want a leftist Democrat that wants to flood the country, then you vote for him. But here, you know, every day about how bad Trump is and this and that, who do you want? Who do you want, Paul? Tell us who you want for president, Paul. Who do you really want, Paul? Who do you want for president? That's what I like to know. Who does he want? Right now, like Miles said, we have an alternative. It's Donald Trump, and that's the only guy I can see to be standing in office as president. You want Tulsi Gabbard? But she didn't win, so they're not going to vote for her on a third ballot. But right now, you got the cases. You got Joe Biden and some woman he's going to pick against Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Well, I think Pence, I don't know if he's good vice president, I don't know. But I know right now the alternative is Donald Trump. If not, have the Supreme Court go total left and have the immigration rampant, get 50 million in here. As far as the one guy who's right, Gates, Soros, and all these other criminals, they definitely should be locked up for the activities they're pulling on this country. It's nonsensical, Michael, nonsensical. But to have that guy call in and call a whole bunch of people, the R word is disgusting. Okay, I don't throw that out on anybody. I would never do that. It's disgraceful. Anyway, and the one guy said he's a shrill. Yeah, there's a lot of shrills, but I'm not one. I'm just tall like it is. I'm a red-blooded American who loves my country. He loves to voice my opinion. With a gun, you're a citizen. Without a gun, you're a subject. Get it? Got it? Hope to get it. God bless the free republic. Thank you, Michael, for taking my call. Very much.
Got to let you go. We're at the end of the program here. And by the way, looking at the email, Paul did not make himself any fans. With that phone call of his, the email is overwhelmingly negative. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.